This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden met with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Thursday during his first trip abroad since taking office in January. Biden met Johnson at a British seaside resort ahead of a Friday-Sunday G7 summit, a NATO summit on Monday, a U.S.-EU summit on Tuesday, and a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva the following day. Biden, though, has an uncomfortable message for Johnson, one of the leaders of the 2016 Brexit campaign: stop heated EU divorce negotiations from undermining a 1998 U.S.-brokered peace deal known as the Good Friday Agreement that ended three decades of bloodshed in Northern Ireland. Johnson & Johnson says U.S. health officials have extended the expiration date for millions of doses of its COVID-19 vaccine by an extra 6 weeks. The drug maker said Thursday that the Food and Drug Administration approved a longer shelf life for the one-dose shots. State officials recently warned that many unused doses would reach their original three-month expiration by the end of June. The extension comes as the rate of new U.S. vaccinations continues to slip. A Peruvian prosecutor on Thursday sought preventative custody for presidential hopeful Keiko Fujimori, who is disputing thousands of votes cast 4 days ago. The stakes are high for Fujimori, who faces a corruption trial that would be delayed if she wins her presidential race against far-left rival Pedro Castillo, who is clinging on to a narrow lead. If Fujimori loses, she will go on trial. Prosecutors have said they would seek a jail term of more than 30 years for the right-wing populist leader on charges she took money. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization.